Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. We are living in the most dangerous period of history, has many asking, what of the future of America? Is destruction our destiny? Well, surely there are many reasons why God has blessed America, why in two world wars we have been spared the bombing and strafing of our homes, why we have not been invaded. Could it be that God has preserved our land because this nation was founded by God-fearing men and women who held high such noble virtues as honesty, moral integrity, and faith in God? Recall the Pony Express, which was famous in America 100 years ago. It is of interest to note that riders who were hired were given a Bible and made to swear to the following oath: I hereby swear before the great and living God that I will under no circumstances use profane language, that I will drink no intoxicating liquors, that I will not fight or quarrel with any other employee, and that in every respect I will conduct myself honestly. Well, how many would take such an oath today to get employment? And yet this, my friend, speaks of the heritage that made America great, that found reference to Christ in all of our important documents, and on our coins, in God we trust. Another reason why God has blessed and prospered America is because of her great missionary program. Around the world are to be found mission agencies, hospitals, and schools founded by various denominational and independent agencies. A third reason why God has protected and preserved our nation is due to the kindness shown the despised and dispossessed peoples of earth. America has become a haven for every color, race, and creed without discrimination. Particularly for kindness is shown to the Jew, has God blessed this land. For to Abraham many centuries ago, God made a covenant saying, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. Why then, some ask, might God destroy America? Reason number one, we have forgotten God. Everywhere there is this evidence of our turning away from the Lord. And as God destroyed past civilization, so will he destroy us unless we repent and turn back to him. George Sikorsky, the noted news commentator, says, we have deserted God. We have forgotten Moses, Christ, and toyed with Marx and Lenin. An editorial in one of our daily newspapers comments on what it calls the demise of God, declaring, it is astounding that the liberal intellectuals, who are advisors to so many Washington officials, are proclaiming that God is dead. They imply that he never existed. And to demonstrate their contempt for Christianity, these same liberal intellectuals, who now have great governmental powers, have manipulated things in such fashion as to have stricken from all United States currency the motto, In God We Trust. The editorial continues, we shudder to think of the consequences to our great country if these liberal intellectuals are permitted to bring into being a godless and atheistic America. This would be destructive of all the finer things in the life of civilized man. Would God destroy America? Indeed, the Bible says, the wicked shall be cast into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The reason number two, why would God allow the destruction of America? Because of our gross materialism. Theodore Roosevelt once is reported to have said, the things that could destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory of life. The materialistic philosophy has crept into every facet of our lives. Our educational system seems to propagate the idea that the making of money is the main goal in life. The Bible would warn us in these words, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Did you hear it? Today, with our emphasis on material things, the making of money, with overemphasis on pleasure, prosperity, and security, we're in danger of being destroyed just as Rome and Babylon were destroyed from within. Now, reason number three, destruction may be our destiny because of failure to keep God's holy laws. Each year, facts and figures are released to show how crime is increasing alarmingly in America. In fact, we have become the crime capital of the world. The Bible says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, I testify against you this day, ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish." God has given to us his commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. To continue to break these laws is to reap a harvest of inevitable judgment. The fourth reason why America faces imminent destruction is on account of youthful violence. Juvenile delinquency has more than doubled during the last 12 years. And what bothers the police and social workers is the cold, callous bloodshed without regard for life or property. Take the case of two Los Angeles youths who purposely rammed a three-wheeled electric cart in which two elderly folk were riding, pushing it until it overturned, throwing out its helpless occupants who were seriously bruised with bones broken. These young fellows drove away laughing and when apprehended showed no signs of remorse. "This is typical of what we're up against," said the police captain. "It's a national malady. Beloved, unless we reach our youth for Christ, God has declared he will come and smite the earth with a curse." The fifth reason why we are threatened with divine destruction is because of racial violence. Time magazine recently reported this incident that took place in one of our southern cities in a documented story published by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. A police officer arrested a member of a race different from his own for speeding, saying, "I've been wanting to get my hands on you for a long time." When the officer was asked the reason why, he was told it was on account of his race, because he was driving a new car. Later, this same man was again arrested by the same policeman, who proceeded to beat him, knocking the man down, kicking him in the stomach, then throwing him onto the floor of the police car, slamming the door against his legs, throwing sand on his bloody face. All this occurred amidst the protest of the man who pleaded, "What do you want to hurt me for? I ain't done nothing. I got a heap of little children." To which the officer replied he did not care. The man died 5 days later, and the policeman was never punished. Although this is just an isolated picture of racial violence and does not totally represent American justice, which for the most part is fair, it is on account of such hatred and brutality that God's anger is aroused. For all men, regardless of race or color, are made in the likeness and image of God. We read that when our Lord comes, he will be an avenger of all who commit such brutality, who oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger and fear me not, saith the Lord. The sixth reason why America faces destruction is on account of our condoning and even propagating sexual vice and immorality. We now have the highest divorce rate of any nation upon earth, with one out of every three marriages ending in failure. Since 1940, the rate of unmarried mothers has tripled, with one out of 20 babies born out of wedlock. What does God think? On account of these very sins, my friends, he destroyed past civilizations. He sent angels to Sodom, saying to Lot, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." To think that Hollywood is allowed to propagate lewdness and immoral filth worldwide. Life magazine commented recently, "If the populace is aroused now, it hasn't seen anything yet. The production schedule for the months ahead hold a full diet of films that would not have been permitted even a year ago." Is God brainwashed so that he's not aware of this immorality featured on movie screens, along with the lustful novels peddled on our newsstands? Indeed, the Bible tells us that Lot's day and Noah's day are examples to all who should afterward live ungodly. As he destroyed these people for their fornication, for their going after strange flesh, so he will destroy us. The seventh reason why God would permit our destruction is due to modernism, lukewarmness, and worldliness creeping into our churches. This unbelief and denial of the faith is seen in those who deny the virgin birth and the deity of our Lord. A survey of ministerial students found more than half acclaiming the virgin birth as mythology, along with heaven and hell. The Bible speaks of those who in the last day shall introduce these damnable heresies as bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Finally, the Bible reminds us this age will end in destruction. Concerning the day of the Lord, Joel says, as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. It is after the church has been raptured that the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit will be removed, and man will plunge the earth into a global catastrophe. Except those days be shortened, said Jesus, there will no flesh be saved. The Apostle Paul declares that it will be in the midst of talks of peace and safety that sudden destruction cometh, and they shall not escape. Did you hear it, friends? Destruction is coming. Destruction from which there shall be no escape. Beloved, the only hope of escape is to those who know Christ, who receive Him as Lord and Savior, who are found living daily for Him. For to His disciples our Lord exhorted, watch and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Indeed, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.